Yeah. Jumping, I'm always in the subject. Yeah, this shit jumping. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Be Real Entertainment presents Sports Spit, and I'm your host, Jay Maurice. With my co-host,
Slick Vic, Victor Garner. What up?
Now, Vic ain't in studio today.
Remote I got satellite
him,
style.
I got him. Yeah, VI remote satellite, or what did you call it? Did you call it remote satellite or
remote
what?
Satellite. Oh yeah, remote satellite. Both of them. Hashtag.
We trying to work the kinks out, but we gonna get it right. We gonna get it together. Hey, I appreciate you for pressing that play button and tapping in with us, cause we coming to you from the Hall of Game, where we giving you 360 degrees of game. For those that don't understand, that's game all way round.
Yes, sir. Today, like, share, comment, subscribe.
Please share and like. It don't cost nothing to hit that like button. It's free. It's absolutely free. But okay, today's show we talking about the play-in tournament, and
yes sir, let's get it started.
So we got the play-in tournament with, in the East, we got the Bulls versus the Hawks. Now in that matchup right there, I'm finding it. I'm gonna roll with the Bulls. I mean, with the Hawks. I ain't seen too much of the Bulls this year. Ain't too much to see. And they ain't really doing nothing. DeMar DeRozan, he ain't the same DeMar DeRozan that was with the Spurs. Although that's a different team, but
yeah.
So what you think about that? You going with the Hawks or the?
I mean, this matchup is kind of like kissing your cousin, man. I mean, yeah. You might do it, but it don't really count. Like, you know, it ain't gonna matter.
Okay.
I mean, because I don't think either of these teams. I don't know. I feel like whoever win this matchup is just going home anyway. Like, they just playing an extra game after this. But I'm gonna go ahead and take the Bulls.
Okay.
I like how. Kobe came out and balled out this year, kind of his coming out party, and
true that.
I just think they got more stuff to work with. They got Alex Caruso, you know, as a good defender to put on Trey. They've got DeMar DeRozan as a bucket getter, and so I just think they just got more stuff.
Well, who they gonna put on DeJounte Murray?
Caruso, what do you mean?
Who?
Caruso. I think they're better off just putting him on Trae Young.
Right. But then, okay, now you got Caruso on Trae Young, but who gonna take DeJounte Murray?
I mean, well,
he can't guard both of them.
He had to get 44 shots to get 44 points, so we just gonna call him self-check. Just let him do what he gonna do.
Nah, dude just slick.
The consequences.
He's slick with it though, man. I you know what I mean? I got to give it up to him. He's slick with it. And he come from Greg Popovich.
Yeah.
So he a Popovich product.
Yeah, but this was the post Tim Duncan Popovich. Like, I don't know. You know, I mean, when He seemed to be cool until he went to Atlanta, so I don't know what happened between here and there. He seemed like he was a super promising prospect.
He's still playing that way.
Is he a super promising prospect?
Man, he be having some games.
Yeah, I mean, so do I. I mean,
nah, everybody just, don't.
Your boy Dinwiddie have a game every 2 months, but that don't, you know, like.
Come on, man.
I don't think it. Yeah, I mean, everybody have a game sometime.
That's your boy.
And that's what he do. He have a game sometime.
Nah, every night he fill up the stat sheet.
So we call him a point guard. Like he ain't even top 15 in his position. Like he an average point guard as constituted in the league today. I mean, you might not want to hear it. You might feel like you disagree, but once you do the thought exercise, he an average point guard. Yeah, he's a good point guard as far as his production, but when you put him on a scale of everybody in the league, he's average. He's mid tier.
Okay.
He ain't Steph. He ain't De'Aaron Fox. You know, he ain't a Bradley Beal or Devin Booker who can do the combo thing just like, because he does the combo thing.
Right. So that's what I was gonna say. When
Booker and Beal do it better.
Well, that's what I was gonna say. When Trae Young is in there, he more so of a two guard, maybe a combo, but he more so of a two guard, a scoring guard.
Yeah,
and he scores.
Go ahead.
And he scores.
Yeah, but I mean everybody scored 20 points a game.
No, they don't.
Nowadays.
No, they don't. No, they don't. No, they don't.
DeRozan, like, now I'm trying to think of the point guards or two guards in the league. You know, Vassell probably averages close to what he had. Well, no, I think Vassell's probably about 15 a game. But, like people would say Vassell's, would probably think Vassell's a promising point guard. I think your boy's better than him, but I don't ever see him, DeJounte Murray, being a superstar in this NBA. I just don't.
Okay. All right, so you going with the Bulls? All right,
I'm going with the Bulls. You taking the Hawks?
Yeah, I'm gonna take the Hawks. I'm gonna roll with Atlanta, ATL, for the win. One game. The loser of this bracket goes home. And the winner will play the loser of the 76ers and the Miami Heat,
and go home.
So, and the 76ers, Miami Heat, who you got?
I've got the, how does this bracket go? They go to the seventh seed, so
yes,
if they win, they go to seven, and the 7-2 would be New York. Would they rather play New York, or would they rather play the eight? So who's the one? Boston?
But right now we're talking about the 76ers and the Heat. Which one you got?
Well, but that would, I think all that matters. I think would they rather play the Knicks, or would they rather play Boston? And so I think they'd rather play Boston. So I think they win this game, because I think it could be some tanking in these games.
Who is they?
Oh, Philly.
Okay, Philly. Yeah. Okay, you hadn't said nobody. You just start talking about something else. I'm like, which one you got?
Because secretly Philly is still, when Embiid got hurt, they were the number two team in the conference.
And they failed.
And I think that's really what they are. Really, they are the number two team in the conference. And I think everybody else in their way, I feel like you did that, like we did our episode last week. Everybody other than Boston getting popped, and Boston might get popped. But we gotta, you know, I think that's the only real competition they're gonna have, especially with a gimpy Giannis.
Okay.
So I'm taking Philly, and I take them to win game one against Miami, because I think they're gonna just put New York on the jet and send them back home, packing for the year, man.
Okay, so I like Philly over Miami too, and the reason why I like Philly over Miami, because they got outside shooting, they got inside play, they got Maxi. And when I say outside shooting, they got Kelly Oubre and Buddy Hield. Buddy Hield was a new addition. Came via trade. So, I like
now,
that. I like the 76ers.
Last year, you were a big Jimmy Butler believer, man. What changed, man? You changed your tune a little bit.
That ain't the same team. They traded a lot of people gone.
It's the same Jimmy, though. That's what they do every year.
It's the same Jimmy, but they're going against...
They got Tyler Hero, your boy Kyle Lowry.
Yeah.
A little seasoning for him.
Well, Jimmy, I mean, Miami Heat, they do got scary Terry.
Terry Rozier. Yeah, they got Tyler Hero back. He didn't even play last year in the playoffs.
Yeah, but I can't go against Philly and Embiid. Because I still think, like, Embiid, if he would have played the whole season, he could have been the MVP again.
Would have been the MVP again.
Yeah.
Would have been. Yeah. He was leading the league in scoring, and he was dominating.
He was being dominant.
Only team that had a better record than them was Boston.
Mm-hmm.
Boston still had games on Philly, but Philly was the only people really contending for the number one seed, you know.
Right.
But yeah.
So that's why.
Yeah, I'm taking Philly.
I'm gonna go with Philly as well. Now the loser of this game will play the winner of the Chicago Atlanta right. game.
I said Chicago Miami, and you're saying Atlanta Miami, right?
I'm saying Atlanta and Miami. Yeah, because Miami going. Okay. I'm picking Miami to lose against Philly, so they gonna have to play the winner of the Chicago
Atlanta,
and I'm taking Atlanta. And between Atlanta and Miami.
You're taking Atlanta to beat Miami.
No. Hold down. Oh,
Hold down.
Now, that's when I think Jimmy Buckets will come into effect. You know what I'm saying? I think that Miami Heat will beat Atlanta in one game to move on to the next round. So, I'm going with to come up out of the play-in. On the East, Miami and the 76ers.
Yep, Philly is your 7 seed, Miami is your 8 seed.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree, 100%. Okay. 100%, Philly going 7 seed, and Miami claims the 8 seed after the loss to Philly. They bounce back and same with McCallum.
Okay, yep, I can go with that one. But you got you're gonna have the Heat and the Bulls in that one, right? Cause you took the Bulls, right? Slick.
No, yeah, I took the Bulls over.
Over
yeah, I took
Atlanta.
The Bulls over. Yeah, Atlanta. I took the, over Atlanta. But yeah, I got Miami sending them home.
Okay.
Yeah, Miami sending them home. I think it's gonna be light work. Jimmy gonna do what he do.
Okay.
And you know, Alex Caruso is a really good defender in this league, but I think Jimmy's still gonna find a way to, if he can get it done against Drew Holiday, he can get it done against Alex Caruso.
Okay.
So I think too big, too strong, done data.
Okay. Now switching over to the West, it's the Kings and the Warriors. Loser goes home. Loser goes home. Now, I'm going to tell you, I ain't really been too impressed with the Kings. They was one of my most disappointing team in the West this year.
I mean, well, they had the sixth seed up until Monk got hurt, and then they kind of just dropped like a rock.
Yeah, but Monk is just like, he a bench player. He a role player. You know, that shouldn't have really stopped nothing.
Well, he's still their sixth man. He's their most important piece off the bench. And, I mean, and that matters. I mean, he's one of the front runners for six man of the year every year, so I think that matters as far as that goes. He's off the bench, but he's like a main cog for those. He's not to compare him to Manu Ginobili, but he's their Ginobili. I mean, because he's somebody who can get buckets off the bench, and when you get hot, he get hot. It wouldn't be out of ordinary for him to have 2 30-point games over a seven game series.
Negative. He ain't get no 30.
He balled out against the Warriors last year.
He ain't get no 30.
He had plenty of 20s though.
Yeah, but yeah. 20 and 30 is a difference. It's a big 10-point difference.
Yeah, I mean,
feels me.
Hey, 20 is big time, especially off the bench.
Yeah. Well, but you know, it's cold. But in this one, I got the Warriors taking this one. You know, that should have been kind of obvious anyway. Everybody should have known, you know, the Kings is finna go to sleep.
I mean, you go ahead.
I just was saying the Kings is finna go to sleep.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh. I mean, yeah, well, you pick the Warriors even when you think they're going to lose, so you don't really mean that you're picking the Warriors, because even if you don't think they're going to win, you're going to say they're going to win. Hey. And, just pray for the best.
Hey, man. That's my squad.
They closed the season out excellent.
Excellent. We hit the stride,
Yeah, they hit their stride at the perfect time, just like the Lakers did. Finished the season really strong.
But we ain't talking about the Lakers right now. We ain't talking about the Lakers right now. We ain't talking about the Lakers right now. We on the Kings and the Warriors. We get to the Lakers. Yeah, just hold tight.
Yeah.
Slow down.
They some of the hottest teams in the league right now. They finished the season, even though they're in the play-ins, they still got some of the strongest second half records. So
who you got? The Kings or the Warriors?
I'm taking the Warriors, man.
Nah.
I like the fact that they're gonna be missing Monk, and the Warriors beat them last year, so it's a revenge series. But I don't think they're gonna get it this year.
Maybe
next year.
I can't believe the Warriors.
Why wouldn't I? I just told you I thought Malik Monk was a big deal that he was gone.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm taking Golden State. I think. I really want Steph to be in these playoffs, because it just don't seem like the playoffs without Steph in them. I want to see him in the postseason, and if they're gonna lose, I want to see him, do what they can and put up the good fight.
Right. Plus Klay back, and Klay been playing real well. His shot been real smooth.
Be on the team still or now?
Huh.
You think he should be on the team again or what? Because for a while there, you were saying he shouldn't even be on the team.
Nah, he just wasn't playing up to his, his capability, man. And I don't know what the problem was, but he wasn't playing how Klay normally play. You feel me? So right.
I feel you.
Klay been playing.
That's how LeBron felt about D'Angelo Russell when he wasn't playing right either. Get his butt out of there.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So you going with the Warriors over the Kings. Okay. Yeah. So the winner of that game will have to play the loser of the Pelicans and the Lakers. Now I know who you got, but go ahead and tell the people who you got.
Oh, I like to think I'm unbiased, at least a little bit. But I got the Lakers. They just dominated them in the last game of the season, which they could have. The Pelicans really had real stakes to play for, because they could have
moved up.
They could have not been in the play-in altogether.
Right.
They won.
Right.
And so they couldn't beat them in a, I ain't gonna say a must-win game, but with real stakes for them,
mm-hmm.
and they lost that game.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they'd have played who's the 3-seed? The Timberwolves. So they lost against they lost a chance to play the Timberwolves, and now they got to look at playing either OKC or Denver, So, I mean, I know you don't like the Timberwolves. You probably would rather play the Timberwolves, so over OKC and Denver. But yeah, they missed their chance.
For real. I mean, if the Warriors win and then we end up beating, like you say, if you say the Pelicans. If the Pelicans lose and mm-hmm. we have to face the Pelicans to be the eighth seed, I feel like we'll beat the Pelicans, and then that'll be a good matchup.
Don't even you so you oh you think you like your chances with OKC now, huh?
Yeah. With OKC,
ooh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They ain't playoff tested. You know what I'm saying? They ain't playoff tested.
Oh man, I love it, but I like to see it though.
Yeah, me too. But that's what I'm saying. They ain't playoff tested, so I can rock with that, But we ain't talking. We ain't gonna get ahead of ourselves. I'm gonna go with the Lakers, even though I there's nothing about the Lakers that I really like. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Except for their colors.
Uh-huh.
Other than that, But yeah, I'm gonna go with the Lakers.
Oh man, okay. I didn't think you. I thought you just picked the Pelicans just out of spite. You know, because you be real spiteful sometimes. real spicy.
Hey, but I'm gonna tell you the truth. I'm gonna be rooting for the Pelicans, though. You know what I'm saying? That's just how it is.
Okay, that's the reason I know.
Right.
Other than the Laker fan I used to know.
Right.
Laker fan I used to know.
But we all, you know, we all growing, we all evolve. You know, and I've outgrown the Lakers, and
I've outgrown the Lakers.
I thought
it was a chance for you to come on back home here in a few years, man.
No, sir. When LeBron retired, then I think about
That's
coming
what
back.
I'm talking about.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
When
yeah,
LeBron
yeah.
and Steph retired.
Yeah. But LeBron got to leave, and Steph got to be not playing. So then I might think about it. But by that time, you know what I'm saying, I might be on, you know, either Anthony Edwards or Shai Gilgeous at that time, you know.
Oh, you can be hopping all around the globe now.
Man, listen.
Globetrotter now?
Listen, man. when my guys leave, like when Kobe left, I'm a free agent. It's like I'm looking for the next best thing. You know what I mean? And that's what I rock with. You know what I'm saying? I ain't loyal to no teams. Teams ain't loyal to players. So why should I have to be loyal to a team? You know, I don't do it like that. Plus, I ain't no fan. I just like players.
I hear you. I try to stay down with a team, but you know, I mean, you can like some other teams, but I try to stick with I try to stick with my squad.
I feel you, and that's all right. My kids give me shit about it all the time, like you know, because they've been raised up to be Laker fans. They still Laker fans, and they mad that I ain't with them.
Like, how you gonna switch sides?
I told them
left us here.
I told them to come on, like, man, come on, like we ain't doing that no more. But they like, nah, you know. I'm like, okay, all right, stay on over there if you want.
Through my life vest. Ship is sinking, kids. Come on. They going down with the ship.
Right. Yep. But yeah.
Man, I love
it. But in the West, it didn't shake out how you thought it was going to shake out. Because I told you that Minnesota was not going to hold the top spot in the West. But you thought different. And Minnesota is number three.
I think we both felt like the winner of that Minnesota Denver game was going to be the number one seed. Mm-mm. I thought that was kind of our consensus.
You was not changing it up now. No sir. You was rocking with many. You was rocking with many. No matter what, you had all chips in.
Go ahead. Yeah, I mean, I was rooting for many to win, and I definitely thought they would win.
But you ain't want to listen to the OG. When the OG tried to tell you, man, you know what I mean, you just wasn't feeling me. But I tried to told you. You know. But it's cool. Minnesota number three, the Thunder's number one, Denver number two. Yeah. But you know who been playing well?
Who's that?
The Mavericks.
Well, I got them and played their people last night or yesterday afternoon. But Mavericks been playing well. What do you think that means?
I don't know. I mean, I'm just saying that they seem to be hitting their stride too. They've been, you know, with them two additions, PJ Washington and what's that other guy name?
For the Mavericks?
Daniel Gafford.
Gafford, there you go.
And PJ Washington. Those two additions, man, they made a difference to this team.
Yeah, definitely have. So, I distinctly remember you saying that you thought it would have been a good NBA Finals. I think if the Clippers made it and I feel like maybe you said Boston or something like that. Boston, the Clippers, would that have been a good NBA Finals?
No.
Who was it? It was you said the Clippers and somebody else.
No, I ain't say the finals. Or for the Western Conference. For the Western Conference finals.
The Clippers was doing great in January. This was like in January when they was like going on that run.
Man, we have to go back and review the tape.
They looked unbelievable.
We have to go back and review the tape.
But you know, everybody had their little stretch when they played well this year. So, like the Warriors, the Lakers, the Mavericks, the Clippers. Who you got, man? They got the Clippers. Who you got? What you thinking about? You thinking Dallas playing well means they can get out the first round? Because that's a tough series to win.
That's a pick 'em. It's hard for me to pick that one because
okay.
Mavericks versus the Clippers. That's a pick 'em. I mean, I don't know about that one. That's the one.
You gonna think about it after the play in and see how you feel.
I'll probably have to see like two games after two games of that series.
Two games, series might be over.
Because the home team's supposed to win they two at the house.
Yeah, but what if the road team win the first two?
That's gonna tell me what I need to know. But yeah, that's a hard one right there though. That game right there is gonna be a good game. I'm gonna tell you the series is that's gonna be good, man. In the East, the Bucks and the Pacers, that's going to be a good series.
Maybe.
The Bucks and the Pacers, I think that's going to be a good game because I don't think Giannis going to really play. And if he do, he going to be not at 100%.
And that's why I say maybe, because the Pacers might run them out the gym. So I don't know if that's going to be a good series or not.
The Pacers, I like them, but they be sometimey.
I went and seen them play, and Giannis put up 60, and they still lost. So I'm not like they couldn't beat the Pacers with a healthy Giannis in the play-in or nothing. So I don't really, I don't see this playing out very well for the Bucks. And I think people were intentionally trying to get in position to play Bucks, the Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay, but and then
I want to ask you a question. Do you think New York messed up? You think they should have won that game yesterday afternoon to get the 2 seed, or you think they should have just stayed at 3 and played Milwaukee?
New York is the 2 seed.
Oh no! I'm sorry.
New York the 2 seed.
Okay, this is what I mean. Milwaukee's the 3 seed, and they got the Pacers in the first round.
Right.
But if New York doesn't win, they don't got to see Philly in the first round.
Right.
They can play the Pacers in the first. Do you think they messed up getting that 2 seed? Was getting 2 seed the right thing to do?
Well, it's always best to get the best seed, you know what I'm saying?
But what about the best matchup? Do it matter is New York going to make it out of round one against Philly, though? That's what I'm saying.
I don't think so.
Exactly. Would they have beat the Pacers? Is my question.
I don't think they would have beat the Pacers either.
Oh, you don't think they beat the Pacers either?
No.
Wow. So you just don't believe in New York then. They just
I like Jalen Brunson, the Brunson burner. But as far as the whole team as a whole, I don't like him against the 76ers, and I don't like him against the Pacers.
So you think they get bounced either way?
Yeah.
I don't believe. I mean, because Haliburton ain't 100% either. I'd much rather. He already don't play no defense, and now he can't play no defense.
Mm-hmm.
So, if I'm New York, I'd rather just take my chances with being the 3 seed, because you'd have to play the 2 seed. They don't have to play each other in the conference finals, but in the second round anyway, if it comes to that. So you might as well just make your first round matchup as easy as possible. And to win a championship, the Knicks would have to beat Philly, the Bucks maybe the Pacers. But yeah, if you just go through the seeding, it looks like Philly, Bucks, Celtics. Let's just say OKC, because I'm just saying the seeding.
Okay.
That's crazy. They can't do that.
Right.
They can't do that. they cannot win all those series.
That's a gauntlet right there.
It's death row, and I don't like it. Like I'd much rather my role be Pacers, Knicks, Celtics, OKC. That's okay. A much better. That's a much, you know, that that incline is a lot less steep, or it's a, you know, like, yeah, or it's a, yeah, it's a lot. You get a gradual build up. Is what I'm saying. You get a gradual build up there.
Do you think that the Bucks is going to be able to come out of the first round?
I don't. But I was just using the seeding for my theory.
Okay.
Just for how the matchups play out. I don't because if they had a healthy Giannis, then yes, I think they could beat the Pacers, because you know they don't allow all this running gun in the playoffs, and it's a lot more physical in the playoffs.
Yeah.
So
it's more of a half court game.
The game is running gun, and I don't think that works in April and at the end of April, May and June. You know that's why Phoenix never won. Mm-hmm. So.
Plus,
so I just don't think. Go ahead.
Plus, it's a half court game during the playoffs.
And I'd rather give me Giannis and Dame.
I think the teams that got the best defense is going to do the best in the playoffs. Because, like I said, it's a half court game. It's not a whole lot of up and down. I score, you score. You know, you got to get stops, and then you got to put string together buckets.
Right.
And that'll get you to the next series.
Right. Right. Yeah. Even though Denver did not have the best defense, so it ain't always about being the best defensive team. You gotta be adequate, though.
You gotta have the best defensive team at that time. Maybe not in the whole league, but in that game, you gotta have the best defense. Your defense gotta be better than the other team's defense.
I just think it's gotta be some kind of balance there. Just some kind of balance, because usually the best defensive team doesn't win a championship. Of course, I got a plane flying over me. But usually the best defensive team doesn't win a championship. But I guarantee you, they're typically in that top 10 to 12.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty tough for a team outside of that to get timely stops, because you can't solely rely on your offense in the postseason.
Right. Okay, but in the East, I like the Bucks Pacers matchup. I like the 76ers Heat matchup, and then I like the 76ers Knicks. I think those is going to be the best series in the East. And in the West, Warriors Kings, I like that matchup. The Clippers and the Mavericks, that's a good series. The Timberwolves and the Suns, that's gonna be a good matchup. And then if your Lakers win, the Nuggets and the Lakers, that's gonna be a good matchup right there.
Lakers don't want that smoke, man. They don't want that smoke. They already know how that's gonna go. I already know how that's gonna go. They don't want that smoke, but there it is. I mean, they played them. They struggled all year, and now they got to reap the sowed, the seeds that they sowed.
Right, right.
So,
hey, shit, I like that one. So,
oh, but you know what though?
What's that?
I feel like the Lakers might tank. I feel like they might tank this game. I feel like I know I picked the Lakers to beat the Pelicans, but I think this, much like how I said, the Knicks probably should have lost. Mm-hmm. I feel like the Lakers should lose so they can play
the Warriors,
like the eighth seed,
so they can play the
and
Warriors
and not play for the seventh seed. Yes, right. I think they much rather match up against OKC than match up against Denver.
But they would have to get past the Warriors, and the Warriors just smacked them around 3 out of 4 games this year.
But the Warriors aren't the Nuggets.
Yeah.
So you take your chances. It's one game, and all they got to do is win one game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's all they got to do is win. All they got to do is beat the Warriors one time.
Yeah.
And I think, could you imagine the ratings for that game? I think that'd be like a conference finals rating, man. At least.
Mm-hmm.
At least.
And that's the play-in. That'd be the play-in.
The play-in. The play-in.
I don't really like that scenario, though.
Yeah, I don't like that scenario either, because that's a scenario where you don't get the Lakers and the Warriors in the postseason. But the that ain't the Lakers' job to worry about that. That's the league job. You know, that's for the NBA to worry about. You know, they should have fixed a couple games or you know. they didn't want the Lakers playing the Warriors. You know, they should have called a couple more whistles or something. But you know, this is what it is.
Right.
Or they should have let Draymond come back a little sooner. Maybe I don't know. You know.
Right.
Maybe he stayed out a week too long. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
but yeah, this is the bed they made. So I don't know. I feel like the Lakers would have a possibility of a longer postseason run where they could possibly make the Western Conference Finals again.
Negative.
And then get beat by the Nuggets.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, well, you know, because they have to play Dallas or the Clippers. I think they can beat Dallas or the Clippers if they get them with the one seed. If they not get the one seed, but if they beat the one seed, which is OKC.
Mm-hmm.
I think they can. If they could beat OKC, they could definitely beat the Clippers or the Mavs,
Okay.
But they can't beat the Nuggets.
What series are you anticipating watching in the East or the West?
What series
that you like? Yeah.
In the East, of course, Knicks Philly. Of course, Knicks Philly.
Right.
Knicks Philly's gonna be fun. Boston Milwaukee has a possibility of being fun. It depends on how good Giannis looks.
And how many games
he misses. I don't know if he's even gonna be ready to play game one or two.
Right. Did you say Boston in the Bucks? You mean the Pacers and the Bucks?
Pacers Bucks.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Pacers Bucks, yeah. I'm not interested in actually the Heat Celtics would be really entertaining. It would be really. They took them out last year. They took them out last 2 years, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Not the last
2 years. I guess they lost in the finals 2 years ago. But yeah, man. I think
you've been rocking with the Cavaliers. I mean, with the Magic all season.
Yeah, Magic and Cavs, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, I think that's gonna be. But that's gonna be the NBA TV special though. So. I don't think it's gonna be a lot of eyeballs on that series. I think that's gonna be the game that's gonna, you know, the bastard child that's gonna get sent to NBA TV. And I'll probably check in on it here and there. Like, as much as I like what the Magic are doing, I don't really know how entertaining it'll be to watch.
Banchero and Franz?
Why not? I mean, they got some of the best defenders in the league and I think all, you know, the Cavs are, you know, as far as offense goes, is Mitchell and Garland. And so I think they got a good team to counter that.
Okay.
So I actually like the Magic in that series.
All right.
So did I just list every series in the East? I think I might have just listed every series in the East.
Yeah. What about in the West? What you like in the West? What series you really want to see?
I mean, I would really want to see. I want to see whoever OKC plays. Could be the Lakers. Could be the Warriors. If it's the Pelicans, maybe I don't really care about that. But I still watch it because those are younger teams, and you know, just kind of see how they move in the playoffs,
mm-hmm.
and then. And then, who's the two? The Denver Nuggets and the Lakers. If it's Denver and the Lakers, of course, I'm watching that.
Right.
Denver and the Pelicans. I don't know that I really care about that. I feel like that's kind of a foregone conclusion. That might be a, you know, wrap after four games. They, you know,
sweepage.
They might not lose a game to the Pelicans. Okay. So, depending on how that falls, Lakers, I'm interested. Pelicans, I'm not.
Okay.
The 3-6 is, who's the 3-6? Oh, Phoenix? Yeah, no, definitely.
Yeah, the Timberwolves
definitely
and the Suns.
Timberwolves and Phoenix. I want to see all of those games. They probably all start at 9 p.m., or 10:30.
Well, the Pelicans game started like 7 or 7:30, something like that.
But I think the
other ones are going to start.
That Minnesota Phoenix time yeah. zone. The games will start after 9. Yeah. Either they're starting at 9 or at 10:30.
Mm-hmm. That's so, the one thing I hate about the West.
I want to see it, but it's always tough with the late games. Us being on the Eastern time zone.
Yeah. Boy, I'd be tired trying to watch them games going to work.
Yeah. Mess around, be late for work, get fired.
No, I don't be late. I just be tired at work.
You have to catch the highlights. Wake up and catch the highlights because it just ain't worth staying up and being and ruining your whole the next day because you didn't get your sleep.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Man, I think it's gonna be an exciting playoffs. Definitely can't wait for. Definitely can't wait for the playoffs to start and the play-in to start.
Yeah.
Because it's a real balanced year, and honestly, I could see 4 or 5 teams winning it, and you can't say that every year. Mm-hmm. So I love it, man. I can't wait for everything to unfold.
Yeah, me too. Well, is there anything else you got?
I don't think we talked about our defensive player of the year back when we was doing our sports spirit awards, man. Who you got for defensive player of the year? You going Rudy? You going Wimby?
Man, to be truthful, I ain't really thought about defensive player of the year.
Okay.
But I know who you got.
I got Wimby, man.
I know.
I got Wimby. I know. Wimby averaged a whole block more game than Rudy. Wimby's got more blocks this year than Rudy's had in the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so let that sink in. And then that's not even talking about steals. Like, so, and watching Victor Wembanyama, it was a clip last week where it was like a three on one fast break, and then and Wimby was back there, and the guy just hit a U turn, hit a U. He like, nah, you know what? I'm good. they challenging Rudy. Wimby. They're like, you know what? Nah, I'm cool. So I don't see a whole bunch of people doing that to Rudy. Like they be trying to dunk on him and put a highlight on him. But they don't do that so much with Wimby. And if they try to do that with Wimby, they pulling his arm down or, you know, pushing off. You know, they looking to get him an advantage going against him. But I think he's just a generational defensive player, and I think that he's been the best. He's the guy that they're most afraid of, and he just stopped, you know, the 2-time MVP on a game that they really had to win, and they couldn't win. You know, because Wimby was a factor on the defensive end to go along with what he could do on offense. So I just think even though they didn't win the games, I think he was still the best defender in the league.
Okay. Commercial break me. One time for the one time.
Yes, sir.
Like, comment, subscribe, and share. Share these shows with other people. If it's anything that I said that y'all don't like, Put a comment in the comment section. Let me know. Talk to me. I'll talk back. And we can have a whole little conversation. And I will go back and forth with you. I will. I promise you I will.
He ain't going to go back and forth with me, but he's going to go back and forth with y'all.
Right. You ain't got nothing else to say, man?
That's it, man. I'm just ready for the bell to chime. I'm ready for round one.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Okay. Well, I said what I said, and I meant what I said, and I ain't finna go back and forth with you. Nah, ain't finna do it. And this is what we do when we throw. Peace.
Yeah, this shit jumping. Yeah, it's 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 jumping.